You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. My name is Coach JV. Let's try that again. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, if I feel a little tired, I absolutely am. It is 7:26 in the evening. We just came off of a two-day insurance conference for our insurance company, and I'm tired, but I'm extremely expired and expired. And I am expired right now. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I've had like a head cold for a couple of days. But what I want to talk about is doing things when you don't want to do it. And I'm doing this podcast and I have no desire to do it. I'm just being honest with you guys. I just ran out of time before I flew out on Sunday to get all my podcasts done. And so my amazing CFO reminded me while I was at dinner after the conference that I needed to get this done. And I was like, oh no, I forgot to do it. And so, you know, there's a moment in my mind where I was like, hey, you could just skip it. You've done thousands of podcasts since 2017. But this is what I signed up for. This is what I signed up for. So my message is success comes when you do the things you have to do, even when you don't want to do them. I hope you don't take that negative. I hope you see this as a positive. I'm doing this podcast is because it's what I signed up for. It's what I committed to. It's what has radically transformed my family's life. It's doing the things that I know I need to do when I don't want to do them. So I'll give you some examples of that. And you know, that tomorrow I'll talk a little bit about it. There's so many inspirational speakers at this conference, just unbelievable amount of speakers. And I'm going to work to remember some of the notes that I wrote down and use some of their information. I wish I wrote down all their names. I think there was like 30 speakers. It was crazy. But my point behind this is, like, for example, every morning I wake up, do I want to work out? I like working out, but when the alarm goes, when the alarm goes off at 2:50 every morning, you know, my eyes open up, I do my prayers, I do my manifestation, but there's never a moment where I wake up at 2:50. I'm like, yeah, let's go. I'm cozy in my bed. And my bed is super comfortable at home. I'm a big blanket guy. I got big blankets. I have a snuggly pillow that I hold on to, and I'm laying there and I'm comfy and it's nice and warm. There is never one fucking time where I'm like, yeah, let's go. But I never fucking regret going to the gym. I do like going to the gym, but I never am excited or motivated to get out of that warm bed every single morning. But I know that if I do the things that I don't want to do when I need to do them, then on the other side is absolute freedom. Because on the other side of this, doing things like this, there's freedom. And I just really want to get that message over to you, because if you truly, truly, truly want to be successful, and that's what we're teaching our teams, insurance, our Warrior Academy, cryptocurrency, doing the things that other people aren't willing to do, like be patient for 4 to 5 years, 6, 7 years, to build a large amount of wealth, or do you want to get rich quick? It doesn't work, guys. You have to be willing to do the things that you don't want to do. You always have to give up something to get something. That's just how it works. Sometimes you have to give up time to build a business. Sometimes you have to give up a little free time to build a business. Sometimes you have to give up a little time with your family to build a business. But that time you gave up can be made up by doing things you don't want to do for a long enough period of time. Let's make sure we're very clear with this. You should be doing the things you don't want to do when you need to do them, as long as they're in alignment with what you're supposed to be doing. For example, the podcast is fully in alignment. My YouTube videos are fully in alignment. And it's not that I don't enjoy doing this. It's 7:30 at night. We were at a conference late last night. I think we got back at 11 o'clock last night. We got a little bit of sleep. Boom, we're back at the conference again. But we have dual businesses. We have the Warrior Academy insurance. So I have other responsibilities. So I'm not just have the insurance company. So before I got to the conference, I got to do my YouTube video, my TikTok video, my Twitter, all those things I got to do. I say got to do. I don't have to do them. I get to do them because I choose to do them. And so my point behind it is I enjoy doing them, but there's moments like right now, I was like, man, I don't want to do this. But I'm like, JB, this is what you signed up for. This is what you need to do. So I just want to encourage you to push through those moments where you don't want to do something, but you know you need to do it. Exercise, nutrition. Coming off that dinner, I shouldn't be talking about nutrition right now, but it was really good. I had a wonderful steak. I had an awesome steak. I had a nice salad. And then we had a malted cake. But hey, man, I earned that shit. Anyways, my point of this thing is you got to do the things you don't want to do. You have to push through it. But make sure that the things that you're doing are in alignment with the future that you want, the goals that you want, the frequency that you want. And so I hope that helps you. So not being negative about it, but I didn't want to do this podcast, but I did it because it's something that I signed up for. It's something I love doing. It's something I love inspiring people. But it was one of those moments where I want to be honest with you guys. I didn't want to do it, but I know I need to do it because it's the thing that has built freedom, love, and built relationships with people within my life and helped my family free ourselves financially, spiritually, and mentally. So hopefully that makes sense. Warriors, rise.